This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting new charges against UN peacekeepers. The United Nations is reporting new cases of alleged sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The UN says it has identified 7 new possible victims in the town of Bambari. The mission says the soldiers implicated in the cases are from the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Farhan Haq is a deputy spokesman for the Secretary General.
The Secretary General's special representative for the Central African Republic, Parfait Onanga Anyanga, today traveled to Bambari with a high-level delegation. He expressed his outrage and shame, discussed the sexual exploitation and abuse incidents with affected communities, and recommended additional emergency mitigation measures.
The mission says both Congos have been asked to launch their own investigations. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told Congress Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Barack Obama is proposing. Army General John Campbell told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the cut would mean that very little additional training of Afghan soldiers would be possible. An Israeli court has sentenced 2 Israelis, one to life in prison, the other to 21 years, for the 2014 murder of a Palestinian teen. A third Israeli is awaiting verdict following a psychological examination. 2 of the defendants were 16 at the time they committed the murder. A third was 18. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton face off Thursday in a Democratic presidential debate in New Hampshire. According to Real Clear Politics, Sanders has a nearly 16-point lead over Clinton in New Hampshire. This is VOA News. The Syrian civil war appears to have entered a new phase as forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad battle rebels near Aleppo. A rebel source says there were more than 100 government airstrikes Thursday on 4 villages near Aleppo. The government's offensive has been coordinated with round-the-clock Russian airstrikes. Pro-Assad forces say they control the al-Castello road into the city. Battlefield reversals by the rebels have opened the prospect of a prolonged government siege against the rebels in Aleppo. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees. He made the pledge at an international donors conference in London. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was pleased that nearly $10 billion was raised.
Never has the international community raised so much money on a single day for a single crisis.
Ban Ki-moon. A Pakistani Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 Mumbai attacks has threatened India will face a wave of violence unless it stops what he calls the military oppression of the people in the Kashmir region. Aisha Tanzim has more.
The founder of Lashkar-e-Taiba, Hafiz Saeed, who India blames for the Mumbai carnage, issued the warning while addressing a gathering in Muzaffarabad, the capital of the Pakistani-administered portion of Kashmir. He again told New Delhi to withdraw its 700,000-member army from the Himalayan region or face consequences. He says if India continues what he calls a policy of trying to crush Kashmir's independence struggle with military might, then violence will go further. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
The U.S. State Department has determined that emails containing classified information were sent to the personal email accounts of former Secretary of State Colin Powell and aides to his successor, Condoleezza Rice. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a personal email server has dogged her presidential campaign. News that her Republican predecessors might have received such information on non-secure servers could help blunt the criticism leveled against her. The body of a missing Italian graduate student has been found on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Italy's foreign ministry says Giulio Regeni's body was found Wednesday in a Cairo suburb along the road that leads to the city of Alexandria. He was covered with burns and other wounds, indicating he may have been tortured. An Egyptian prosecutor indicated that he suffered what may have been a slow death. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.